when you practice sitting, sit in such a way that you feel joy. Mindful sitting is a joy. It's a luxury to have the time to sit and to do nothing. Nelson Mandela, the former president of South Africa, when he first came to France for an official visit, he was asked by the press what he would like to do the most. He said, "What do I want to do the most? Just sit down and do nothing." Because from the time I was released from prison up to now, I have not had the time to do so. Just sit down and do nothing. Poor president. We have to sit for him. We have to enjoy sitting for him and for people like him. When I read that report, I asked myself whether if Mr. Nelson Mandela was given the time to sit down and do nothing, whether he is able to do so. Mr. President, you have half an hour for sitting and doing nothing. Please enjoy it. I'm not sure that he can do it. That is the problem with many of us. We complain that we don't have the time to rest, to enjoy being there. But we are used to be always doing something. We have no capacity of resting, of doing nothing. We are workaholic. We should be always doing something, otherwise we will die. That is why learning how to be there without doing anything is a very important practice. It's a very challenging practice. In Plum Village, every week we have one day we call a lazy day. And you have to be truly lazy. There's no schedule at all. Everyone is on his or her own. You can do everything you want, but the practice is not to get busy. And that's a real challenge for those who are not used to practice. And that day turned to be a very delicious day, very quiet, because everyone respect, had to deal with the community with respect and to allow all the other people to enjoy the lazy day. And whether you are lazy or not, you know. But you have the habit energy of being busy. And that is why the lazy day is a challenge. And you are not expected to do anything. You are expected to be as lazy as possible. And if you meet a brother or a sister on your path, if you want to ask a question, the question is, "Dear friend, are you lazy enough today?" Sitting meditation, mindful sitting, is really a luxury of our time, to sit and do nothing. And many of us do not know how to enjoy sitting. With a cushion or sitting on the grass, you find the most comfortable position you might have. You don't need to imitate anyone. You don't have to put yourself in a lotus position. Invent the position that is the most comfortable, the tulip position, the magnolia position, whatever position you like, without cushion, and stay there and enjoy doing nothing and just enjoy your in-breath and out-breath. Don't allow you to be carried away by your thinking, your worries, your projects. Just sit there and enjoy doing nothing. Enjoy your breathing. Enjoy the fact that you are alive. You have 20 minutes, half an hour to enjoy doing nothing. And if you are supported by other people around you, sitting and enjoying like that, in Plum Village, we call it be-in. We sit together. We just feel the presence of each other. And this is a very nourishing. Whether we sit on the grass together, or in the bamboo grove together, or we feel the community, we feel the brotherhood, we feel the sisterhood, we feel supported by all other people. It's wonderful to be alive and to be sitting like a community, an organism. And this is very healing. This is transforming and nourishing. So mindful sitting, peaceful sitting, joyful sitting is what we should learn. Every time you hear the bell, it is a reminder. If you are thinking about something, you smile to your thinking, I'm supposed to go home to the here and the now and to touch the oneness of life. So the bell of mindfulness is the voice of your best calling you to your true home. Your true home is in the here and the now. Your true home is life. Every time I hear the bell, I practice going home to my in-breath and out-breath. I listen. This wonderful sound bring myself to my true home. My true home is the inner here and the now.
Đừng tìm về quá khứ. Đừng tưởng tới tương lai. Quá khứ đã không còn. Tương lai thì chưa tới.